This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top officials from U.S. President Donald Trump's administration are briefing all members of Congress on Tuesday about the threat they contend that Iran poses, even as Trump and a key Iranian official traded taunts this weekend. The briefing comes after days of suspicions expressed by the United States officials that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. On Sunday, the U.S. president and Iran's foreign minister traded barbs via Twitter. AP's Matt Small has more.
If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. That's what President Trump tweeted after a rocket hit near the U.S. embassy in Iraq yesterday and before an interview was broadcast last night on Fox News Channel.
When I first came to office, one of the first meetings I had was at the Pentagon with generals, and they were showing me the Middle East, and they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
While no group has so far claimed responsibility for the rocket launch, Iranian officials say their country isn't looking for war. Matt Small, Washington.
Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as Ukraine's new president. As expected, he immediately dissolved parliament and called for snap elections. He told lawmakers his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years. The conflict has killed about 13,000 people. And Ford Motor Company says it plans to cut 7,000 jobs, 10% of its global workforce, as it revamps its product line. The move will amount to about 800 layoffs in North America, including 500 this week. This is VOA News. The giant U.S.